Cynthia.
Okay. I'd like to call it order the October 7th meeting of the Architecture Committee of the Vero Creek Commission. Could the director please take the role to establish a quorum?
Yes, Rick Byfield.
I'm present.
Stephen Bergeron.
Present.
Cynthia Stewart is absent. We have a quorum.
Okay, great. The first item on the agenda is 810 Ursuline Avenue. Do we have an applicant present? Could we have this, please, come on up. Could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 810 Ursuline is a green-rated main and rear building with brown-rated riverside carriageway infill and second-level infill between the main and rear buildings. This is a proposal to replace structural members, install new drainage gutter, and install composite decking at the elevated deck extension. Per application materials received August 19th, 2025 and September 17th, 2025, respectively. The applicant proposes the following work at the brown-rated carriageway enclosure: replace 2x10 joists and decking, install new membrane roofing, install new 6-inch copper internal gutter slope to drain to existing internal downspout, which is already tied into subsurface drainage, install new 5/4 by 6-inch composite decking with concealed clip fasteners, close joints, on pedestal system. Historic wraparound balcony is shown as not in scope, and the drawings call for installation of beaded board at the underside of the deck structure. Staff has no objection to installation under the deck, but notes that the beaded board should not be installed on the underside of the balcony decking, as the balcony is not watertight and will rot out the beaded board. Staff notes that the existing deck is in the same plane as the historic balcony decking. This must remain the case once the pedestal system is installed, and the decking must not step down, up or down to the balcony. Manufacturer specs should be submitted for the specific decking to be used. While staff has no objection to the use of synthetic decking at this brown-rated structure, the 6-inch width and concealed fasteners are atypical. If possible, staff would prefer the use of a tongue-and-groove synthetic decking, such as Aratus Traditions or similar, which is more appropriate in appearance. Overall, staff finds the proposed work conceptually approvable, with the proviso that the top surface of the composite decking must be painted to match the balcony decking.
Thank you. State your name and address and relationship to the property, please.
Dustin Warman, E10 Ursuline. I'm one of the owners.
Okay, great. Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report?
I do.
Okay. Really, any questions for the applicant or for the staff? So can I just ask?
Yeah. Sure.
So the decking system that you want to put on this extension from the historic deck, what is your proposal?
So, well, the reason that the original way that it was constructed, the bladder was holding water, that there was no specific gutter on the side to collect the water, so the water stayed it. Leaked through, caused a ton of termite damage, and then also was a mosquito problem on the upper part of the deck.
So what is the deck surface that you're proposing?
I don't
know. It's some type of synthetic decking, but it's not. You don't have a brand that's picked out.
I thought that it was the one that the BCC recommended.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So the way it's shown in the drawings, it may be that Aratus makes a product that is that, you know, 6-inch wide.
They do. The 6-inch wide, that's tongue and groove.
Okay, it's not shown as tongue and groove in here. It's shown as having that gap. So I think the tongue and groove decking that is kind of like a mock of the balcony decking may be preferable to this, this is a little bit more reminiscent of like a suburban deck rather than a balcony or gallery. So I think that that was the recommendation.
So you're wanting to use tongue and groove, or going to have a bunch of
We wanted to use, I mean, we liked the 6-inch tongue and groove, yeah. It was more of an issue to have the spaces in between, because it created more water right running underneath. Right? So that I think this will be a better solution.
So I think that's in line with what we would recommend.
Yeah. And
so
yeah, I think it's a 4-inch board.
On the existing.
That's minor.
Okay.
And then the plane of the historic gallery will be at the same plane as the extension, but the differentiation will be the width of the boards. And how will you handle the gap in between? Will that be a waterproof gap, or is that something where you're going to let water go down through?
It has not been a waterproof gap. The bladder sort of would line up on that edge. So there was a little bit of water that would leak through in there. I sure if there was a
into the carriageway. It's very
just into
it just kind of dripped. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so now you're going to be trying to carry the water all the way over to this little drainage channel that you have along the Main Street wall.
Correct.
So how are you going to carry the water from the historic gallery to the new deck? Is there a detail of that?
So the gallery is covered
right
on the side, but I think the section shows it sloping from back to front. No, there's another one there.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, any other questions?
Where's that section cutting through? Oh, I
parallel
see.
To the
parallel.
Perpendicular to the streets. That's a long slope.
It is.
This property is interesting when you don't really know
what's going on.
Yes. Exactly. It's different than you think. Yeah.
Yeah, and so that cutaway detail is parallel to Ursuline Street. The detail number one on sheet A 1.0.
Yeah.
No.
I don't understand what you're doing then. Could you show the next?
So this is Ursuline Street here, right?
Yeah, but if you're sloping towards the street, but then you're showing a gap on the...
Is that right, Dustin? This is Ursuline, this is the wall at Ursuline?
I believe so.
And so it's draining this way?
Let's look at drawing number one on that same sheet. that drawing. Where's that section cut?
Right there.
That right there. And so I don't understand what the standoff...
That section is cut through the masonry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering.
No. The other side.
Yeah, where that section marker is, right there.
That's,
yeah.
So why are you making that gap there? Because the slope is coming towards us.
Yeah.
That's the other one.
Go to the next one. That this could be the wall.
It doesn't make much sense.
It's like it's sloping in both directions.
Maybe.
That's the down. That's the internal downspout.
Right.
The way this plan is showing, so the roof itself starts back here and slopes towards the front, mm-hmm. but this is showing the slope of the decking on the pedestal
mm-hmm.
system.
So it's sloping both ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what I'm wondering is, it looks like most of the bulk water is going to drain plan left to the gutter and out. But what water does get below the pedestals is going to drain toward the street. And then we don't know what happens to it then, because there's a masonry wall there.
Isn't there a downspout?
There is an internal downspout. It's just
but
not shown in the section.
It's just not clear how the water gets there.
Yeah, there's no like.
Because is there a counter? Is there a counter slope?
Along
that's parallel to
the driveway is Matt is very sloped down.
Well, I'm talking about the roof, not the driveway. So once the water gets towards the front of the building. How does it get towards the gutter, is what I'm wondering.
I don't believe the roof is actually connected to the gutter. I think that the roof is under the gutter, and the gutter is only catching the... So we might need just this detail mm-hmm. to be expanded to show, like, for the water that's coming
that's
off
coming
of the roof
from.
System, how that's going to tie into that drain as well.
Yeah, that's what we're wondering.
Okay.
Is there any public comment about this proposal? I see no public comment. Is there any other discussion? We have a recommendation for approval from the staff.
I'm ready to make a motion.
Let me ask, do you have anything else you'd like to add before we go to a motion?
I don't
think
so. Sorry, I don't know as many of the details. My other half handles more of this, so
okay,
he
well,
couldn't be there today. But
I'm sure you'll get to work the details. Both halves will get to work out the details.
Okay.
Okay, is there a motion in the matter of 810 Ursuline?
Yes, in the matter of 810 Ursulines, I move to conceptually approve the proposal with the applicant to work out any final details at the staff level.
Great, thank you. Is there a second for that motion?
I think I should abstain because I didn't hear the discussion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you. Okay. You can just work out details with...
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, our next item is 611 Barrack Street. Do we have an applicant present? We do.
Yes.
Great. Could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 611 through 13 Barracks in the Green Rated Building. Has a proposal to install new metal handrails at the front and rear stairs. Our application materials received September 22nd. The applicant proposed to install a total of two new simple metal grab bar style handrails, one at the front stoop stairs and one at the steps of the rear building. The application included an example picture of the handrail at 631 Barracks, which was reviewed and approved in 2017. The style of the front rail would be a simple bar with vertical posts that anchored to the masonry steps and concrete porch floor. It's not indicated in the drawings exactly where the rail would sit in relation to the sidewalls of the stoop, but the example image rail is set just inside the sidewalls, and staff would recommend this location for the new rail here. There is no other attachment of this rail to any building elements. The rail for the rear steps is shown with the top of the rail extending to the building wall. Staff questioned if the rail is proposed to actually anchor into the building, or if the rail was stopped just short of the door trim. The preference would likely be to stop the rail just short of the building if it can be adequately supported without an attachment to the wall. Overall, staff finds the proposal simple and consistent with other rails that have been approved. Staff recommends approval of the proposal with any final details to be worked out at the staff level.
Great, thank you. I'd like to state your name and address in relationship to the property.
Yes, Michael Carboni, 611 Barrack Street.
Okay. Do you have a presentation you'd like to make, or?
No, not really. I can answer the gentleman's questions as far as the location. We'd like to mount it to the edge of the risers on the going up right side, which is the hinge side of the building.
Okay. Committee, any questions for the applicant or for the staff about this proposal?
No.
For the rear step, is the railing going to be mounted to the building, or can it be adequately supported?
I think it was shown with another, with a second post.
Second post.
Could you remember?
There's
yes.
Two posts. So that,
yeah,
also,
that would probably suffice. I would want it to continue to the wall just for be able to grab it, but it wouldn't have to be. I'm sure the fabricator can find a way to make it stable enough without that.
Okay.
Make it not mount to the wall. Yeah.
Yes,
sure
that
absolutely.
Can.
Great.
Okay, is there any public comment about this proposal? I see no public comment. Is there any other discussion? Yeah, would you like to add anything before we go to a motion? Okay,
no.
Is there a motion in the matter of 611 Barrack Street?
Yes, in the matter of 611 Barracks, I move to approve the proposal with any final details to be worked out at the staff level.
Is there a second for that motion?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Motion passes. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll go to appeals and violations and ask if anybody's here for 1224 Decatur Street.
Yes.
Okay, great. Could we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 1224 Decatur is a green-rated main building and service building. Is it proposed to retain and modify work completed in deviation of approved plans, including rooftop, catwalk, and platform? Application materials received May 27th and September 19th, 2025, respectively. The BCC approved the installation of a rooftop mechanical rack in this building as part of a major renovation approved in 2014. Following the completion of the renovation, staff noted that work related to the rooftop rack was not completed as per the approved plans. Specifically, the as-built roof rack lacked screen that was to be applied. Additionally, tankless water heaters were installed on the rack that were not shown in the plans. In addition to these issues with the roof rack itself, staff found that a new roof hatch and catwalk had been installed that were not indicated in the approved plans. The applicant is seeking to retain the roof hatch, catwalk, and additional equipment, and proposed to install lattice screening as previously approved. Staff has no objection to the retention of the additional equipment on this roof rack. Regarding the screening, the original approved plans noted the installation of lattice vent screening, and the current application is to install lattice and paint to match the roof color. Staff finds the installation of lattice approvable, as was previously permitted, but questions if a horizontal louver-style screening may be more successful in this instance. Whichever type of screening is installed, staff finds that painting it to match the roof color behind the roof rack would help reduce the visibility of this roof rack. Regarding the roof hatch, the guidelines state that roof hatches should be installed where they are not visible from the street and its visibility minimized from any other location. Additionally, the guidelines state that roof hatches should have either a copper finish or a finish painted to match the roof material. Staff finds that the visibility of this roof hatch is pretty well blocked by the roof rack and screening. With proper screening, the roof rack would be even less visible. As with the screening, staff recommends that the hatch cover be painted to match the roof. Regarding the catwalk, staff finds the construction of this element, particularly the highly visible catwalk guardrails, somewhat improvised looking. The current proposal is to retain the catwalk as built, with elements to be painted to match the roof surface. Staff Staff suggests that a minimal metal mechanical guardrail may be preferred to the current 2x4 construction. A metal rail would be visually lighter than the current wood rail, than the current wood rail, and could also be painted to match the roof color. Overall, staff finds the proposed retention of these elements in such approval, provided all is also reviewed and approved by safety permits. We request commentary from the committee regarding the preferred treatment for screening and the catwalk guardrails.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address and relationship to the property, please?
My name is C.T. Randolph. I'm with Coastal Restoration Contractors Environmental. We are the contractor seeking a permit to repair these issues.
Okay. Were you the original contractors?
No, sir.
Okay, just need to know. And who was the architect for this project?
I'd have to go back and check. I think they read through these. I don't know if we have the actual original proof.
Okay.
It was a while ago.
Yeah, 11
years. Okay. Yeah.
So, committee, any questions for Mr. Randolph, for the staff about these issues?
Staff, when you mentioned a louver screening, what exactly does that mean?
What does like a 1x4, like a 45, going across horizontal.
Okay.
And it's a little frame. Just because you know, look up at that direction, you don't get to see a solid thing. And so it's like airflow.
That's going to affect airflow. These, the platform is hardly
tight.
Big enough to hold anything.
Yeah.
So airflow might be an issue.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is this the way it was drawn originally?
This is what was approved.
This is how
right?
The roof rack was drawn.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm.
11 years ago. This is not something we would have been okay with now.
And then the
I'm pretty sure even 11 years ago.
Yeah.
Yes, the airflow is airflow. And then I think the main thing that jumps out at me, if we figure out how to screen, is this walkway.
Yeah.
So one thing that the code allows for is for tethering locations that makes the requirement for guardrails, it substitutes for guardrails. And that might be something to consider here. Because, you know, 2x4 guardrail is just, it's not going to hold up any time at all. It looks awful. And I can't imagine how it would meet our guidelines.
Yeah, because it's restricted access, I would think.
Yeah. This is something we might want to work with mechanical division on. Are you asking for retention of this guardrail?
It doesn't matter. The owner just wants the deviations to go away.
Uh-huh.
So if he wants steel guardrails, whatever you want, he says he allowed me to repair and replace. So if you don't want the wood, say you don't want the wood, he has no problem.
You know, in that case, it might be better to send this to the mechanical division and have them specify what's going to be code.
You know what, that's what my architect said too. He's like, we got all this, but they're not telling us anything. So that would be very helpful.
Yeah.
Yes. So this view,
this information, so we can do it correct.
Sure.
This view, I'm not sure which slide this is. It's previous. There's one mm-hmm. previous to that that shows the whole back of the building.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Is this visibility from the street, or is this visibility just from courtyards?
French Market.
From the French Market.
Wide open.
So it's wide open to.
And it's not clear to me. Is the screen going to step down along with the platform, or is it going to be? There's no rendition of.
You mean will it do this, like this jagged, like
yeah.
This?
Yeah.
I mean, so we don't really have anything that shows us. It doesn't show us anything about the proposal.
Are these mounted to wood?
It looks like wood.
Are those the disconnects?
No, those are the hot water heaters.
Oh.
But I'm just concerned that it's mounted to wood that's going to rot. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, this is a bad situation. I think that we need to figure out from mechanical if they'll allow this at all, and if they'll allow a tether rather than a walkway.
Mm-hmm.
just as a way to kind of mitigate some of this, because this is very visually.
I don't know if you got these joints.
This is how he.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Oh, yeah, we don't have that.
So there's an email I can send it to you right now?
You have to send it to the staff. Yeah, we don't have those drawings.
Well, so we're here to talk about the architecture. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's what you're getting at, Rick, is the guardrails themselves, if we could eliminate those, that helps clean this up. I think the screening around what's there, if what's there is acceptable to mechanical, would help clean this up. And from an architectural standpoint, is that all we would request?
Well, so in the staff's estimation, the equipment was installed per plan.
No.
The rack and the air conditioning was as per plan.
Right.
Water heaters were not shown.
So they were just squeezed in there somehow.
Mm-hmm. And then the hatch was at the
hatch and catwalk.
Right.
So basically everything back here
is
was not on the plans and was added. Whatever. And then the hatch and the walkway. I don't really understand how they were planning to get up there. Were they planning to come out the dormer originally? We don't know.
Who knows? It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay, is there any public comment on this proposal? I don't see any public comment. Nope, I can see quiet. Committee, what's your pleasure?
I think we should probably defer this and ask mechanical to review it. Can we send it to mechanical? I'm betting mechanical will allow just like a single steel guardrail, essentially, rather than, you know, a complicated picket system. Just because you're going to have to tie off anyhow. And then that would leave, you know, whatever latticing or whatever that's left, and then the actual shape of the platform.
Yeah. Yeah.
For us to review.
For us to review. And I think that when you consider how to screen this, I think it does need to be screened. This is a pretty ugly thing.
Well, in the new plans I just sent Nicholas, it explains all that.
Okay.
Great.
Well, then I think we're going to defer this, let you take a pass at mechanical to make sure that you meet your code requirements.
Right.
And then you can come back and talk to us about architectural repairs to it. And in the meantime, I think that we express a strong preference for not having guardrails on that walkway.
Yeah.
And if they were, to be actually substantial material rather than 2x4s.
Yes.
I'm a little bit worried about this, honestly. I mean, just the integrity and its ability to survive.
The longevity,
And I think that may be something you want to bring up with mechanical.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a lot of weight up there that could just come tumbling off the roof.
Mm-hmm. I don't think mechanical approves for
it. I don't think they ever have.
Okay, so let's send it to mechanical.
Yeah.
They can specify exactly what materials they want.
So could I have a motion for deferral, please?
Yes, in the matter of 1224 Decatur, I move to defer to allow the applicant time to work with the mechanical department and the staff to revise the proposal based on today's discussion.
Great, thank you.
A second.
And all in favor say aye.
Aye.
The motion's approved. That means you're going to have to come back and see us once you get through mechanical division, but I think by then you will know what the issues are
so we can discuss. Yeah, I blueprints.
Yeah,
some of your concerns in there.
So, okay.
I'm sorry, I know we already acted on this. Do we have structural information about how this is supported? Is that part of the drawings that you...
I believe that was included in the 2014 renovation plan.
Because I'm wondering about the legs that appear to...
Kind of mid-span on the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm
thanks so much for your time.
I
appreciate it.
Our
last item is 235 Charters.
Yes.
Yeah, 235 Charter Street. The last guy in the room. Yeah, okay. Can we have a staff report, please?
Sure. 235 Charters is a grain-rated main building with brown-rated rear addition. This is an appeal to retain an unpermitted rear addition and platform and proposal to install mechanical equipment in conjunction with a change of use in retail restaurant. Application materials received June 30th, 2025 and September 29th, 2025. When last reviewed on September 9th, the committee deferred the appeal to retain the unpermitted rear addition and platform on the basis that it was unclear if the Department of Safety permits would find the construction to be adequate for retention. Staff suggested that the applicant work with DSP's building inspection manager and the plans examiner assigned to the case to determine what level of review would be required for them to approve retention. No response from DSP has yet been received, but the applicant has provided an engineer's report following a visual inspection. Staff notes that any motions regarding the addition and platform should include provisos that DSP inspect the property and find it approvable retroactively. The overall proposal to install equipment in conjunction with a change of use restaurant is unchanged since previous reviews, apart from the platform railing, which has been simplified to a utility rail with picket space to deny the passage of a 21-inch sphere. Staff encouraged this change to avoid any future misimpression that this platform was occupied space rather than purely utility use for mechanical equipment. Additional information is still needed for review of the mechanical equipment, both new and existing, as noted in the September 9th report. If allowed to move forward, staff does not object to final review of equipment at staff level, provided that none of the specs are outside the typical range for noise output, weight, size, etc. The second floor addition and mechanical deck are not in keeping with the guidelines, and staff cannot recommend approval for retention. However, staff does not find the work proposed in conjunction with the change of use to be objectionable given the lack of visibility from other properties, and recommends that a positive recommendation be forwarded to the commission for the change of use to restaurant.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address?
Kirk Fallbacher, 1700 Josephine Street.
And you're the architect for the project. Do you have a presentation you'd like to make or response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
No, I'm fine with the staff report. That means we can move forward to the full commission.
Okay. Committee, questions for the applicant or for the staff about this?
And then this is with the proviso that, you know, everything's okay with.
Yes, they do.
Safety permits.
Oh, I did email Molly.
And did you have your
heard
back?
And I sent her the letter from the structural engineer as well.
Okay.
No, I have not heard.
Okay.
So. So really, all we're being asked to regularize this platform and approve guardrails. And machine placement will come later? Is that the... Machine placement, equipment placement.
Some equipment is there.
Equipment, yeah, some of the equipment's there. The additional equipment is shown in the roof plan. It's more that since staff cannot recommend retroactive approval of the addition and the platform, the work that is in conjunction with the change of use, not what's there now, but the work in conjunction with the change of use, we don't object to.
Okay. Great. I'm going to ask a stupid question, see if there's any public comment for an empty room. But,
for an empty room.
Just that's for the tape recorder. Committee, any questions for the applicant or for the staff about this proposal or the caveats that they recommend? I'm not hearing any questions.
Uh-uh. So I think I was not present for when this was first reviewed and discussed, so I'm just catching up, but the work associated with the change of use, is that this kitchen exhaust part of that?
And yes, and we did briefly discuss whether or not it could be put on the interior, but with the roof slope and no visibility and the reversibility of it, we had discussed making, you know, allowing the duct on the outside rather than forcing it up through the roof.
I also had the exit stair right on the other side of that wall, so I can't run it through the system.
Okay.
This is not normally what we would suggest. No.
Yeah.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Looking for photos of that rear area,
they're in the. They do have them. It's a no visibility location.
Yeah.
It's just a well.
It is more.
I don't have
well.
For some reason my thing's not telling me what sheet, but
yeah,
it's like it's just all walled in.
Okay,
but it is all contingent on
Safety and permits.
Safety and permits and your easements and whatever else. Don't you have things touching other people's buildings? And
no, I think I'm fine without that.
Okay.
That's a different project.
That's a party wall. And
you have two party walls, right?
Okay. We last time we had a comp.
A survey.
Okay. Is there a motion in the matter of 235 Charter Street?
Sure. In the matter of 235 charters, I move to adopt staff's position to forward a positive recommendation to the full commission for the change of use to restaurant.
Great. Do I have a second for that motion?
Do we want to mention the
guardrail? That was a staff recommendation.
That's a proviso about the other departments.
Mm-hmm.
We're
adopting the staff recommendations. Okay. So that includes all that stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
No. Keep track. So second?
Second. Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes.
So if we go to the full commission, they'll review the equipment as well, correct? It's not just change of use?
The commission has to review the change of use. It's also, the equipment, with it being a rooftop installation, commission review is required for that. And they will also need to decide whether or not to retroactively approve the rear addition.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So we will need that confirmation from S&P. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're moving you along, but you still got to...
Yeah, got to go to the full commission, and we don't know if that's going to go yet. And if that does go well, y'all still need...
I would recommend following up with DSP before commission, since that's likely to have to meet some lead time. Yeah, commission's next week, so that follows with them.
It's next Thursday.
Next Wednesday.
Okay. That brings us to the end. So we voted? Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we voted. You're finished.
Thank you.
Thank you. So this brings us to the end of a very short agenda. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second to adjourn?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We have adjourned.